This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, July 29th. I'm Gavin Dahl. The Delta County Sheriff's Office, with the help of the Colorado Bureau of Investigation and the Drug Enforcement Administration, served warrants on an alleged illegal grow operation in Delta on Monday. The Delta County Independent reports federal agents seized 1,800 mature marijuana plants, estimated to be worth about $3 million. Investigators also seized two illegal firearms and arrested two individuals. Agents allege an Asian cartel cell is behind this grow and several other large illegal marijuana grows across western Colorado. Since Colorado legalized marijuana in 2012, arrests for pot-related crimes have gone down overall. However, Colorado Newsline reports wide racial disparities persist. According to a new report published by the State Department of Public Safety, Black Coloradans are arrested at twice the rate of white people for cannabis-related charges. The arrests are mostly for possession. Cedar Edge Planning and Zoning Commission approved two of four applicants for licenses to sell recreational cannabis at their meeting on July 20th. The Kind Castle and Tipsy Twigs passed the first litmus test, determining their proposals are in compliance with the town's land use code. The DCI reports they will move on to the trustee meeting, where a decision will be made on August 6th. Governor Jared Polis announced yesterday the launch of the Cannabis Business Office. The office will provide loans for seed capital and ongoing business expenses for the cannabis industry. It will also offer grants to social equity licensees to support innovation and job creation. A Farmworkers' Bill of Rights, signed into law by the governor, expanded and solidified rights for agricultural workers who are already covered by over 500 pages of federal regulations, spelling out exactly what employers must supply for guest workers. The Colorado Sun reports those rules ensure decent housing, medical care, and transportation. The new state law goes further to avoid exploitation of guest workers with a minimum wage, overtime pay, and labor organizing rights. Employers who oppose the new law say it will increase their labor costs 20-30% and may force them to cut back operations because it doesn't take into account weather, harvest, and livestock schedules. Paonia's town administrator had an important update at the trustee meeting on Tuesday night about the town's 100-million-gallon water tank. KVNF's Kate Redmond has the story.
Paonia town trustees held their regular meeting Tuesday night, and while the domestic water supply was not specifically on the agenda, some important details came out during the administrator's report. Corinne Ferguson was asked by a member of the public the status of water spillage and how the repairs are going on the million-gallon tank. Here's Administrator Ferguson.
The updated water flow information is that we're still spilling several hundred gallons. The information is included, and no modification has been made to the water data spreadsheet. And the 1 million tank is, as of right now, the PRV was repaired and is slated to be back online distributing into the system by Friday.
Details on the town's water supply can be found on the town's website in Tuesday night's meeting packet, page 85. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
Since the 1990s, hundreds of thousands of people have died in the opioid epidemic. Now, communities from across the U.S. are suing major opioid makers and distributors in one of the biggest federal lawsuits of all time. Those communities include the state of Colorado and many counties within it. Lucas Brady Woods from Rocky Mountain Community Radio partner station KSJD looks at what that means for one rural southwest Colorado county.
$26 billion over 18 years. That's how much three of the biggest opioid distributors and one of the drug's biggest makers will have to pay American communities. State and local governments across the country sued the opioid distributors, plus opioid producer Johnson & Johnson, over their role in the opioid epidemic that has claimed almost 500,000 American lives in the last two decades. And Colorado's Attorney General Phil Weiser says that means Southwest Colorado, including Montezuma County, will be receiving a portion of the settlement.
Southwest Colorado has never had a better opportunity to enable inpatient drug treatment, drug recovery, prevention, and education efforts than we have right now because of this money.
But he also acknowledged that it's more complicated than throwing money at the opioid crisis. He's been visiting communities across the state in order to better understand their particular needs. His office is also setting up a fund to provide support to rural communities that lack infrastructure to address substance abuse issues.
This is a unique opportunity. We need to seize it, which means people need to be aware that we have it. People need to work together to find the best solutions.
Weiser says the only way to effectively utilize the settlement funds is to empower local voices.
it's going to be up to that region to decide how to spend that money exactly. And they're going to have to set up a governance board of the right sort of individuals to make decisions.
Shaq Powers is one of those individuals. He's the county administrator for Montezuma County. He's supportive of the settlement, but also doesn't think the money that actually reaches the county will be enough to make a difference by itself.
The amount of money that we're talking about over the time we're talking about, none of us will be able to make an effective impact on our own.
After the settlement money is spread out over the thousands of communities involved and over the course of 18 years, Powers says Montezuma County is only going to end up getting about $20,000 a year. On top of that, treatment for opioid abuse disorders is expensive, especially in rural areas like Southwest Colorado that don't have enough substance abuse resources to begin with. So Montezuma County is considering joining forces with other local governments in the region.
One thing that is being discussed is to have all of the local governments pool their resources with the resources that the region as a whole is getting, which would give us just over $3.1 million. And then maybe collectively we can use that to maybe make more of an impact.
But Powers is also concerned those impacts could be damaged if all the communities involved can't get on the same page. Another issue is that there are restrictions on how the settlement funds can be used. According to Attorney General Weiser, they can only be applied to addressing opioid abuse specifically. But in Montezuma County, opioids aren't actually the biggest problem when it comes to substance abuse. Stephanie Allred is the clinical director at Access Health System in Cortez.
We have individuals in our community who are struggling with opiate use, but it's not the only problem. You know, we still have people using methamphetamines and alcohol always is the top of the list.
She also says addressing substance abuse disorders is complex.
How are we going to combine resources to be able to serve our whole population and not just get stuck solving one part of the problem that our community is facing?
But she also says at the end of the day, the settlement money will be a positive force in addressing substance abuse in Montezuma County, especially since local voices are being empowered in the disbursement process.
I'm very hopeful about the structure that's being set up, that it really is being driven locally. They're giving that authority and decision-making to local groups who have good information about what the gaps are, what the needs are.
But before any money can be distributed, a number of pieces have to fall into place, according to Attorney General Weiser. Those include distributing thorough guidelines on how the funds can be used and actually bringing together local government groups to manage the funds. For KSJD News and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Lucas Brady Woods.
If you're currently struggling with opioid use, the Colorado Crisis Services Hotline can be reached at 844-493-8255 with more info at coloradocrisisservices.org. That does it for Thursday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.